This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
From former A's outfielder.
Here comes Kotze. Here comes the relay. The slide. He's in there. Inside the park. Home run. Mark Kotze.
To A's manager. It's time for the Manager Show with Mark Kotze. Presented by Nest Bedding. The A's skipper sits down with Chris Townsend exclusively on A's Cast. Visit NestBedding.com today. Here's Chris Townsend.
Time now for the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Check out their location in the Bay Area, or you go to nestbedding.com for your mattress, your sheets, your pillows, all your bedding needs, nestbedding.com. Mark Kotze, how are you in Baltimore?
Doing well. We got in a little bit late last night, around 2 in the morning, but, all's good. We're all recovered, ready to go.
You know, when I think about that series in New York has been a tough place for the Athletics. I know you want to win every game, but when you split against a team like that, who they've gotten out to a pretty good start, how do you feel about that split?
No, I mean, you have to feel good about it. Obviously, going into that series, we'd just gotten swept by the Indians on the first leg of this road trip that we knew was going to be challenging. We had a couple opportunities to try to keep the game close in Cleveland. And give ourselves a chance. We ended up, kind of losing that ability in the seventh inning of both those games, I think Saturday and Sunday. So going into New York, having an opportunity, to kind of reset. And, Monday's game was a great game. We saw, a good start. And then obviously, from J.P. Sears with six innings and turning it over to Lucas Ersig and Mason Miller, it was really, really fun day in the Bronx and a great way to start the series. The two middle games, we had chances. We kept them close enough. But yesterday's game was a nice way to end the series, to come in here into Baltimore with a little momentum, a great outing by Alex Wood, and really a great job by the rest of the bullpen.
When you talk about growth and watching this team get better, what is really the difference that you're seeing in this year versus what you saw last year's team early?
Well, it's definitely the pitching, Tony. I mean, we haven't hit. I mean, that's a fact. Like, we're maybe second to last in runs scored. I think we've only scored 74 runs this season, yet we have 10 wins. And last year we had 6 wins all of April. And I think we may have scored more runs last year. So the expectation level was that we were going to have, maybe a better offense and score more runs this year. And hopefully that lies ahead of us. Hopefully we can make some adjustments. These young hitters can make some adjustments and do a better job getting on base and scoring runs.
Well, definitely want to get into your pitching, no doubt about it. And you mentioned game one of that series. We're watching J.P. Sears really blossom right in front of our eyes. Following the 32 starts last year, a really solid spring training. First couple starts, maybe not so much, but the last three, he's been lights out. Talk about how good your lefty has been.
Yeah, no, J.P.'s done a great job. As you talked about, first three, were a little bit of a challenge. Last three have been really good, especially against the Yankees lineup, what he did for 6 innings against that team. He's got another opportunity here in Baltimore to go out and have a great start against a really good hitting team. This growth from JP, it's not something we didn't expect. He's done an unbelievable job in preparing for this season and really working on, getting a changeup that he can throw at any time and any count. And he's done a great job with that pitch. And it's made his fastball that, maybe not is considered elite in terms of velocity, but it's made it jump, and he's getting more swing and miss at the top of the zone because hitters now have to respect the changeup down at the bottom.
Well, yeah, you know, when you go to New York, everybody is playing on the big stage, kind of like Brent Rooker going over to MLB Network last year. Everybody was talking about him this year. I mentioned on my show, when you go over there, they're gonna run your segment. I was even watching it last night on MLB Network. It's like the world now knows about Mason Miller. Just what was that like watching that, his two outings in the Bronx?
No, it was great in terms that we got him out there. We got him the opportunity to come in and showcase, you know, his abilities, which, you know, if you're an A's fan, when you saw him come up last year and you saw him as a starter, you knew there was, you know, big time potential for this kid if we kept him healthy. That didn't happen last year. But I really do want to, you know, give a big shout out to our training staff, to our development staff, the way we handled Mason, you know, and then going into the offseason, you know, the discussions we had, David and I, and pitching coaches about how we, you know, best utilize Mason Miller and maximize his impact for this ball club, and, you know, and deciding to move him to the back end of the bullpen. You know, I think not only has Mason benefited from it, but we've benefited from it. And, you know, both those games that Mason came in, I believe they were both on the MLB Network, and I couldn't have timed it any better for him to come in last night and get a four out save, which it was his first four out save of the season. And again, we've talked about how I want to use Mason when there's sufficient rest. We're going to use him in, you know, in multiple ways, multiple innings, or you know, we're still looking for that first back-to-back opportunity for him. But the biggest thing is we're going to try to keep him healthy and get him 60 appearances and watch this kid just continue to grow.
Yeah, it's breathtaking. It's, I mean, we were joking around and release the Kraken. It's so much fun. And got to get a lot of credit, too, in those two wins to Lucas Ursig. Talk about his growth. He was big, too.
Lucas has been great. I mean, if you watch Lucas's stuff from a just pure movement standpoint, you may consider Lucas, you know, a future closer as well, which I think we can utilize both these kids if the opportunity presents itself and start to, you know, when Mason's not available, use Lucas if he's available. So he's really taken a step forward. He's throwing more strikes. He's coming right after hitters with both his four-seamer now and his two-seamer, which we saw last night. That mix is electric. And the slider, the changeup to go with it, he's really come into his own right now.
You talk about the offense, a ton of strikeouts. Striking out was not something you did a whole lot in your career, not scoring a lot of runs. Just what do you do as a manager to try and get this thing going?
Yeah, you know, I think the focus, I mean, you can utilize different tools. We can start, you know, sack bunting more and getting guys in position and taking a shot to play for one. But we all know that playing for one, you know, isn't the goal. It's to score as many runs as possible. But there are situations now where we're going to have to really assess if we've got this opportunity to score a run or add a run on. You know, we may have to look at playing a little bit more small ball, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're going to go out and still be aggressive. We're going to work on, you know, a better approach and, you know, limiting the strikeouts. There has to be some adjustability in these swings. And that's what we're really emphasizing in the cage right now.
Well, I'll tell you one guy that's hit, Tyler Nevin. Tyler Nevin just continues to hit a home run at Yankee Stadium, but just he is hit, pulled it, hit it the other way. You've had him play a lot of different positions. I know you've known him since he was a little kid. Just talk about since you've signed him and why you're putting him in the lineup every day and how he's producing for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, why we're putting him in the lineup is because he's producing. And his approach, his at-bats are quality at-bats. Even last night in the eighth inning, we had first and second. He hits a two-hopper to the right side. Rizzo standing in the right spot. If it was a step left or right, you know, that ball gets into right field. And the approach is just – it's professional. He takes a professional at-bat. You know, he works counts. He knows the strike zone. So, you know, we identified him actually this offseason – you know, when he got moved to Baltimore, we felt good about his bat, and he's definitely much improved on the defensive side. made a nice catch last night in right field going back on a ball. Like you said, we've used him in right, we've used him in left, and we've used him at first and third base. So the versatility is nice, but to have a bat in the lineup that you know, goes up and takes a quality at bat every time, it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, I know we like to talk about versatility and people can play a lot of different positions, but that's really hard. It is really hard to be good at multiple positions, especially at the highest level. How much trust do you have to have in your players to be go, okay, I'm going to have him in right today, or I'm going to have this guy third or this guy first? I mean, there's got to be a lot of trust when you say in your players to do that.
You know, there's trust, but there's also a concern about, you know, getting the best bat in the lineup each and every day, right? And so sometimes you have to have guys that you may not, you know, have full confidence in at a position, but you know that they can play it. And so you're going for, you know, to balance that decision between, do I need defense tonight? Do we need to score runs? And, you know, it is true that it's very hard to be excellent at multiple positions. But I do feel confident that they're good at multiple positions. And when they're swinging the bat well, they're going to be in the lineup.
I remember we talked to you about Ruiz sending him down and what he needed to work on and then coming back. How pleased are your progress? How pleased are you with his progress since he's come back from Las Vegas?
No, he's done a nice job. I still feel like if you watched the game last night, there's still that swing in there that he's pulling off the baseball and spinning. And, you know, we're working on it daily in the cage. We're working on it during BP to get him more direct and get him, you know, in line. And that's where his success lies. If we can continue to make improvements with him and continue to give him opportunity, you know, I feel confident that this kid can impact our ball club. Again, you know, we're working every day at for all of these guys, not just Ruiz, but for Noda, for Brown, you know, for Butler, for Blade, all these young hitters. They need to get, you know, they need to take that next step in growth. They need to cut their strikeouts down. They need to use the other side of the field. They need to hit the ball on the line. Like, those are all things we talk about and that we need to see from this group to continue to have success.
All right, let's end on this. You're in Baltimore. This team's like completely opposite from the Yankees. They are young. They are athletic. They are explosive. What I know you've been preparing probably last night on the plane. What a very long flight, but and this morning, what are you seeing with the start with the Baltimore Orioles?
You described it. These guys can hit. They can hit. They put it in play. They run the bases. They're a good defensive team, and they can pitch. I mean, Corbin Burnes is no joke. So, you know, I think for us, you know, we're hopeful to go out and get a good pitching performance, keep this game close, and you know, take advantage of the opportunities that we're going to get. So, again, you know, you're going to see a lot of young, talented hitters in this Orioles lineup, and even for a young group, they're pretty disciplined. You know, hopefully we can utilize the bottom of the zone, get the ball on the ground like we've been able to do this season, and continue to turn double plays and continue to make plays defensively.
I mean, you guys turn in double plays. It's unbelievable. 34 double plays. You're on pace for well over 200 double plays on the season.
Let's just keep it going, Tony.
All right, Kotz, great stuff. I really think this is a good test. I know it's hard and people are trying to play the schedule game, but you really kind of grow up in the big leagues when you're challenged. And going to Yankee Stadium, now going to Baltimore, obviously the Guardians are off to a great start. I think it's a terrific test and really sets you up for the rest of this month and then going into the next month with the way the schedule goes. So I dig it. Keep playing well. Good stuff.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it, man.
The Mark Kotze Show brought to you by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to nestbedding.com.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.